Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Arachim B'Charamin. We're in the Sefer HaFlah, where the Rambam continues regarding the redeeming of Hekdeshes, of that which was sanctified. As Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the obligation of redeeming the Hekdesh, specifically with money. Hekdeshes, that which was sanctified for the Beit HaKabayis, in Poyin Nois, the person cannot redeem them, lebekarka, not with land, lebavodim, not with slaves, shari hukshlikakos, because the Pasuk compares slaves to land, and lebeshtaris, neither with documents, meaning that are papers that show that a person is owed money as proof, and the reason is, shein gufan mamon, because it's actual does not have intrinsic value, the paper's not worth anything, and it's only being used for its proof. Somebody says, impossible, but nos nasa kesef, you have to give the money. Now, echad hakesef, now it doesn't mean literally just money, but ve'echad shar metatlan sheshavin kesef, it could be other movable items which have also monetary worth, I feel assuming even brand, but it's got to be something that has at least a shava kesef. Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding the obligation also of adding on a fifth. Kolapay de kadoshav, whoever redeems his own sanctified items, ma'isav chayim, she has to add on a fifth. Now the echad, and this is whether it's hamakdash atzmei, the one who sanctified himself, or ishtoi, or yerush, or his wife, or the inheritor, meisim chaimish have to add on the fifth kamesh ben, like we already explained this in perek dal halacha hey and in perek hey. Now va'afa chaimish layi el metatlan. So too, even the fifth that you're adding on also has to be only for movable items, and va'chaimish meisim the fifth that's added on harei hekdash atzmei has halachic status like the hekdash itself. Meaning, let's say someone goes and then he deconsecrates that fifth, he has to add on the fifth onto that, but din echad has the same halacha on that. Halacha Gimel, Apoy de Kadoshav. If someone redeems his sanctified items, so in the Chemesh Ma'akev, so the additional fifth is not integral. El Ma'akev Shem Nosna Zekarim, once he gives the principle, Yotze Hekdash L'chulin, then the sanctified item is considered Chulin. Mutlahanis Bain is permitted to have benefit from it. Now, but Amidibi Seifim, but rabbinic law, Sha'asla Lahanis Achid Nechemesh, that he's forbidden to have benefit from it until he gives a fifth. Shemayif Shabalitim, because he might be negligent and not end up giving the fifth. But on Shabbos, because of the mitzvah of having pleasure on Shabbos, they permitted him to eat the thing which he redeemed. Even though he had not yet given the fifth, because in addition to the collectors are the those in charge of the treasury. They come and they collect. So together, we're not concerned for the negligence of the person not paying up his added fifth. Halacha dal, kachim is be'ach shenofa behem mum. That which is sanctified for the Mizbeach, which developed a blemish, v'niftu, and it was redeemed. So in Pada HaMakdash Atzma, if the one who sanctified himself is redeeming it, so here is the Mizbeach HaMakdash Kasha HaKdash, he had to add on the fifth, like all other Hekdashes, like the one who is Makdash, if he's redeeming, he has to add on the fifth. Now, v'HaMakdash HaPada LaAtzma, who is Mizbeach HaMakdash? Now, it's specifically the one who sanctified it, that when he redeems it himself, that's when he's adding on the fifth. Loya Meskaber B'Shabadah, it's not the one who's getting the tome with it, that's redeeming it. Meaning, if let's say there's a case where someone took a vow to bring a carbon, but then his friend went and separated for him, where the one who took the vow is getting the atonement and develops a blemish, the one who's getting the atonement does not add to the fifth, because it says, v'im ha-makdash yigal, only the one who was makdash and not the one who's the meskapa was getting the atonement. Additionally, the hekdash rishon hu shechai b'tesebes chamish was only by the first thing that was sanctified that's obligated when you're redeeming it an addition of a fifth. Of a hektish sheni, but a second level hektish. Meaning, if let's say the first thing that was deconsecrated, then that takes it extends its kedusha to that thing, and then you're redeeming that thing. Ain't the meis of a love chemish on that you don't have a fifth, because the pasuk says v'im hamakdash yigal is basically if the one who sanctifies redeems his house v'yosef chamishas he has in the fifth, which is hamakdash only that which he sanctified v'lo hamatfes not which was an extension, which was the second thing who was extended from the first thing which didn't have its direct sanctification that does not have the halacha of the fifth. Now halacha hei lefikar therefore imchil behema behema shnei, if someone deconsecrates an animal on a second animal. So, bein the kachim bein the gabayis, where they're talking about for the kachim of the bein the gabayis, bein kachim mizbech, shlam b'mamum, which for the carbon, which would develop a blemish. Or yishahem bein kachim mizbech. Well, let's say he had done temura, which is swaps and actually now extends the sanctity onto another animal. When he's redeeming the second one, which he was mechal on it, or it's a temura, or the temura la'atzma for itself, which is already a second level sanctity. In the meis of chaimish, you don't have a fifth. It has to be the direct thing which was sanctified. Halach above. Hamafresh Ashim l'iskapa, if someone designates a carbon Ashim to get atonement with it for his sin that he did, v'nafa b'moment develops a blemish, v'hoitzv l'av chaymish, and he adds on a fifth onto that, v'chila b'ahema acheres, and he deconsecrates it onto another animal, v'niskapa b'ashim acher, and actually, he loses that second Ashim. And in the interim, he gets atonement with another animal as his guilt offering, and then he finds the second one, and then therefore therefore the animal which he had deconsecrated on actually goes out to graze, like is explained in this place in Hilchos Psukim Hakdashah and Perek Dal Hilchos Vav, which that's what happens because you already got atonement elsewhere with it. Harivu Safik, so actually a situation of doubt. In Moisav Leh Chaimish, you add on the fifth onto that one if you're redeeming it, Hayobahu Karban Oila, since interestingly the proceeds are used for Karban Oila. And actually, even itself, if before it develops a blemish, if you sacrifice as oil, it would be kosher. So maybe the halacha would be on the one hand, it's one body, but it has another sanctity. In other words, although it's the same body, which, yes, was an extension from the first ashram, which we said you don't add on the fifth on an extended kedusha, but on at the same time, there's a new kedusha over here. Because originally it was an ashram, now it's being used for an ayla. So in a way, it's like an initial sanctification, and therefore maybe we'd have that look of adding on the fifth when you're redeeming it. Maybe you don't add on the fifth. Because ultimately it's coming from the initial sanctification, which was, this was an extension of the first one, and this is just because you already got a different one, so therefore you're going to use it for ayla. But you already used a fifth on the first one, and therefore, this would be a second level, and therefore, maybe you wouldn't add a fifth. Therefore, the halacha is a situation of safik. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the temura of kachim bedik abayis. So, kachim bedik abayis, the halacha is that something that has kachim for the temple upkeep, enos in temura. There is no halacha, which we mentioned before regarding temura, but regarding bedik abayis, if you make a temura, nothing has been done. Because shle done a tar b'temura, but kachim mizbech, the halacha of temura was only said regarding kachim mizbech. Kate said, how so? Let's say he had an unconsecrated animal and he had an animal that was sanctified for the temple upkeep. Vamani says, this should take the place of this one. This is an exchange for this one. Lemakumi hasn't said anything because the halacha of temur does not apply. Now, but if he says different wording, he says, this will be in place of this one. Oh, or he says, this one should be deconsecrated on this one. Oh, Dvarav Kayama, then his words are valid. The Yatsa Behema Rishon Lechun, the first original animal is going to go out and be considered unconsecrated. The second one will be an extension of that, again, because that's not halacha of Tamur, that's halacha of Chil, of pigeon, which does apply. Halacha Ches, the Ram continues regarding redemption according to the value of the Hektash. So Echad Kachem Bedik Abayis, whether something sanctified for the temple upkeep, Echad Kachem Mizbech, another Ben Mum, or whether it was sanctified to be for the Mizbech, but it developed a blemish. So initially, it could only be redeemed according to its actual value. No. But if let's say it went and it was deconsecrated on less than its value, I feel a hektish shavamana dinner. Even if it's something of hektish which is worth 100 dinarm, shechila shavam pruta which you deconsecrate, even not even a dinner, but even a currency less than that, one pruta, there's a potty. It's going to be redeemed because although generally the laws of Aina of overcharging is actually a fraud, actually violates and voids the sale, but it says al tain ishas achiv. It's only achiv and not for hekdesh. The halachas of Aynah do not apply, and therefore biyatzalchun that item goes and it becomes mundane. But you'll have benefit from it. But from rabbinic law, should tzarchach kiras dam. You have to investigate its actual worth. But chayav l'hashem es dam. You have to make up and supplement its value. Halacha does kates at household. So let's say behemis kachim mizbech shenot b'mum. Let's say you had an animal that was designated for it to be as a carbon on mizbech, but developed blemish. And it's worth 10 dinarim. Ubehemis chulin sheshava chamisha. Now he has a chulin animal that's worth only 5. Vamani says, Hariz mechalel zazud, this should be deconsecrated on this one. So Hariz niftis, yatsis the chulin. So it is redeemed, and it goes out, the kekhtish one goes out to be chulin. But according to rabbinic law, you have to make up the 5. And v'chein hoysa behem rishayin the kachabedig abayis. So let's say the first animal was not that of Mizbeach, but let's say for kachabedig abayis. Hariz yatsis the chulin, ligazil of it. So Now it's considered deconsecrated that it can be used for mundane activity like shearing the wool or working with it, which cannot be done with kachim bedik abayis. And with the consecration of the entire, according to biblical law, it takes the place of the first one. Now, like we said, but for rabbinic law, you have to analyze what its value was. If to make sure that it was the same amount, or if it wasn't, to supplement that discrepancy. Halacha Yud, Shamu Oisa Shleisha. Let's say you had a court of 3 people that evaluated the value of this. Vamash is Ubid Man. They said, yes, what he exchanged it for was according to its value. Safilabo Acher Kane Meya. So even if subsequently 100 people come, Vam, they say no shall kodesh ha'isa yafa. It's not true. That of Hektish was worth way more in a chayze. It's not undone. Hayal b'chakir is adam in the brim. Since anyways this law of analyzing the value and supplementing his own rabbinic lechmir, but they weren't stringent because they already had three people that said it was the right amount. But let's say only two people had originally evaluated. And then three people come along and they say that the hektish was overcharged even by a new amount. Then chayzer, then it's undone, and the halacha would be that hektish would have to be supplemented for that discrepancy. Halachid alf. Now in putting this a hektish achsara. You cannot redeem something from Hektish just by evaluating without actually measuring a precise measurement. Rather, with analyzing the monetary value. Like we explained. Now, if it was redeemed like that, so Yan Hektish al Yin, then Hektish has the upper hand. Ketzer how so? Let's say it says, Porazu Takas Porazu Shalektish. This cow should take the place of this cow of Hektish. Or Talazu Takas al Talazu Shalektish, or this Tal should take the place of this Talas of Hektish. So Hektish Padli, yes, the biblical is even the Shavu Pruta, the Hektish is redeemed, but beyond Hektish Al Yonah, but Hektish has the upper hand. Meaning, let's say the second one was way better than the first one, so the treasurers will take it and they'll be silent, which is obviously the better hand for Hektish because they're getting the better deal over here. But let's say it wasn't as good as that of Hektish, the Mishal Masadam, Kamishabam, they have to make up the amount as we explain, and the Moisav Chaymish has to add on the fifth, as we say whenever he redeems. Which is when the owner redeems. Now, let's say he says, let's say he says, he adds on words. He doesn't just say this talus should be the place of this one, this talus of Hektish. He says this talus of 10 slum should be the place of this talus of Hektish. He says clearly, this cow of 10 slum should take the place of this cow of Hektish. So even if the one of Hektish was only worth 5 and his was worth 10, here's a mice of Chaymish, he has to add on the fifth, which we always say when you're redeeming. And he has to give, what's the fifth? Fifth is, which we say is a quarter of the principal, is actually 2.5 slum. Why? Because he redeemed with a set amount. So that set amount is considered like the principal itself. And on that is what he has to add on the fifth. So although the one who is redeeming it actually was overcharged, and he's giving way more than what it's worth, still that's considered the principal that's taking the place. And on that is what he has to add on the fifth. Now, again, the second one would not have that halacha of, if it's the second time around, which would be an extension, would not require a fifth, like we explained in halacha dal. Now, halacha in Beis Ram continues regarding the acquisition of redemption, when it takes effect, and how that plays out regarding Hektish. So, I paid me out of Hektish. I'm going to redeem something from Hektish. So, Mashach. If let's say he drew the object from the treasurer to his domain, b'mana, meaning on the condition that he's going to redeem it for 100 dinar, v'lehispik li na dam, but he didn't get a chance yet to pay the money, z'achav b'masayim, the price already went up, it doubled from 100 to 200, so next b'masayim he has to give 200. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'nos nes hakesav b'kamay, he gives the money, and then it becomes his, this item of hektish that he redeems, which teaches us, like it says, v'nos nes hakesav, is b'nesin nes hakesav v'shalay, it only becomes his when he gives the monies. And therefore here he didn't give the money, it's not his yet. So it comes out when it went up in price, it went up in the price in the domain of Hektish, although he's holding the object. Let's say Meshacha b'Masayim, let's say the other way around. Let's say he already did Meshicha, a Kenyan, which generally works by a regular person, and it was at a price of 200. But the Hispik lead Nesadam, and he didn't get a chance yet to pay up Acha Omed b'Money, it fell, it now went down of have its value to 100. Noisim b'Masayim has to still give 200. Why? We can't say that the power of a sale between commoners should be more severe than that of Hektish. By a regular person, if someone already drew it to himself, that is a kinyan, and he already becomes obligated to pay that amount, and went down in the domain of the buyer, so Hektish shouldn't be worse off as a seller than that of a Hedyot, and therefore, here he's going to get the loss. So Hektish really gets the best of both. Halachi Yid Gimel. Let's say he redeemed it for a price of 200. And he already gave the monies. But he didn't get a chance yet to take it, to do Meshicha, until it went down to a mana. So Kfar Kanab, and it's seen as a kesef. Like we said, in regard to the laws of Hektish, this is Benosna Kesef. So he already acquired it by giving the monies. And then he takes what's his. And Hektish already merited in the price of 200, because when it went down, it was in the domain of the buyer. Now, However, pedo b'mana, let's say he redeemed it for a price of 100. The nasna dami gave the monies, but hispik l'mashchach amba b'masayim. Didn't get a chance to take it until it went up to 200. Here, masha pada pada. This is exception to the rule. What's redeemed is already redeemed. And ve'in noisin ela amana shekvan nasna, he only has to give the money which he already gave. And in other words, and ve'in amkama, don't say over here, oh lo yehi koyeched, yikamim koyechektish. We shouldn't say that the ability of a regular person should be more severe than that of hektish, which, what do you mean? Mashiach wasn't done yet, so it wasn't a sale yet, and by regular person, he'd be able to get to 200. It's not true. Because even a regular person, in the Yochel Achzabai, the seller cannot back out to say, oh, it wasn't done yet, you didn't do Mashiach, there's no kinyan with monies, I want 200 now instead of the 100, what's the market value now? Because even the regular person, in Yochel Achzabai, cannot really back out Achikawa Mishapara until he first accepts upon himself what's called Mishapar, which is whoever collected and that is punished from the people, the Dara Mabel, Dara Flogo, who is not, didn't keep their word. Here also, he's not keeping his word, so he'd have to accept upon himself this curse, Kamishabam, like it explained in this place in Hilchas Mechir Pegzan Alacha Beis. And the Hein Hektish Royal Kab Mishapar, it's not appropriate for Hektish, so as big as the cell, to accept this curse of Mishapara, and therefore, no Hektish is backing out in this case, and therefore, this guy will get it for the price of 100 and not have to pay 200. Look at Dal Gram Katin's regarding sanctifying indebted properties and their redemption. So a makdish kol nechasav, someone sanctifies all his properties. Now, v'hoitzlov k'subas isha. Now, a lien on his property was he had divorced his wife and he has to give her k'suba, the dowry, or some other outstanding debts, or documents of creditors. So any shechelik was k'subas from the hektish. The woman cannot collect her k'suba from hektish. Neither could the creditor collect his debt. Sha hektish mafkia shibeshakadim, because hektish excludes and removes the lien that was originally there. That's the power of hektish. Now, abal kishimka hektish akarka shaloi. But when hektish will ultimately sell that person's field, which he was makdish, b'teitz asad l'chun, and the field's going to go out to be unconsecrated, yesh l'bal chayv l'isha l'igvas min apayit, then the creditor and the woman could collect from the one who redeemed it, shari shibuda oimin al karkazu, because ultimately she still has a lien on this land. But from hektish she cannot collect, but when someone buys it, they could collect from them. Now, Allah tezvav, halamaza dam, it says, Ram, what could this be compared to? L'shnei l'kaiches. To, let's say, two consumers of a husband's estate. Shekesava, that the woman who is the wife of the seller, wrote Larishan to the first consumer. She wrote, Dinan Dvar Meinli Yimach, I have no litigation on you. Which, if I have to collect my ksuba, I'm not going to be able to collect from the properties that you went and bought from my husband. But then, Umachar, the first consumer went and sold those properties, Lasheni, to the second consumer. Or Shehitar Evesman Lasheni, the woman could collect from the second consumer to collect her ksuba, because she could say, it was only to the first one that I agreed, and not to you. So too over here, although Hektish removes it from this creditor or the woman, but not to the one that they sell it to, which they could collect from. Now the problem is, Ram says, Lach design, so b'ketzit p'edin karkazet. So how do you ever redeem this land? In other words, who's going on to redeem from Hektish, knowing full well that the creditor or the woman is going to go and just take it right back from them? So the Lach is like this, Mashbina se'isho e'bal chiv t'chilas. First we make the woman or the creditor swear that the properties that are in the domain of Hektish, at this point, we make them swear, like anyone wants to collect from indebted properties that there's a lien on, you can't collect before you make an oath, because you have to first swear that you didn't get paid up yet. Now, then we make an announcement for 60 days in the morning and the evening, like we explained, that we have these properties ready to sell. Now, then we evaluate kama adam rates elite masada. How much would a person want to give on this field? Amnos lit leishik subasul bachavischev. Yeah, to use it to pay up this guy's wife or to this guy's credit. How much would a person be willing to pay for that that opportunity? And that's how much a person will give for that amount. Now, va'achas apayin oisa. Now, after the person redeems it, b'lekeich oisa lekeich, and then the one who bought it buys it. I feel a bedinah even for just a dinner. Now, why is that important? If it's anybody's going to go right back to the woman or to the creditor, so that people shouldn't say that Hektish went out without being redeemed. So someone will redeem it for a minute amount. Then the creditor or the woman will go in and collect their debt or their ksuba from the one who redeemed it. And this, even if the debt was 100 and the field was only worth 90, yeah, it's with that in mind that the one who redeems it has in mind to redeem it, that it should go to the creditor. Now, but if the debt was double the amount of the field, let's say where the field was worth 100, V'yeshul abchay b'ksubas ishim asayim, and on it is a debt, or the ksuba of a woman that's 200, same point neisam anaslit nachayv ksuba. Meaning, if it's a small discrepancy, the guy will buy the field, he'll pay back the woman or the creditor the amount that's worth, he'll take a loss on that, because that's worth it. But no one's going to redeem that field, amanaslit nachayv ksuba, to pay up the creditor or the ksuba, which is double the amount of how much the actual field is worth. Rather, in those situations, paid nois is stum, then we redeem it just in the way that it actually belongs to the one who redeems it, and there it's going to be a loss for the creditor, because as the Rambam explains, shem hisnu litnim, because if the stipulation would be that they have to give it to the creditor, to the woman, and if this call, it's never going to be redeemed, and you're never going to find anyone who wants to redeem it with this value, which is going to be a whopping loss. So therefore, then it just goes to the one who redeems it. Halacha Yedzayin, the Rambam continues regarding qualifying this properties that have a lien on it before they're redeemed. So Hamakdish Kol Nechasav, someone sanctifies all his properties. Va'achka Girshas Ish, and then he divorces his wife. Now Begavsik Subasav and Apayim Hekdish, as we had previously said, she collects the ksuba from the one who redeems it from the Hekdish. But in a Gaiva Atshe Adiren Hano. She cannot collect until first the husband takes a vow prohibiting himself to have benefit from his wife. Why? Shemekununya also ala hektish, because maybe they're making a trick on hektish, meaning that she'll collect her ksuba from hektish, and then he'll remarry her. So that way they can extract the value of her ksuba, at least, that they could sustain themselves on that amount. And the chiddush in this is, ve'in oim, don't say ilu rotza. What I mean, if he wanted to, Hayam, he would just say, "Betoy sikdashti, I made a mistake when I made a hektish." V'yishol al hektish lachacham, and he'll make a request to a sage for his hektish. V'yachzaloi, and he'll back out. We don't, because we say, "Who said he's going to find the chacham?" And therefore, could be he's trying to make a trick. And if he has to first take a vow that he can't have benefit, and therefore, obviously, they're not using it to get back together again because he's prohibited from a vow to have benefit from him. Halacha yilches v'chein ein neman loy ma'achas hektish. So he's not trusted after he sanctified something. Same idea. To say, Mun l'plaini chayvalai, he says, oh, but there's 100 dinarim that this guy has a debt on me. Like, klizeh shalplaini hu, or this vessel really belongs, it's not mine, it's this guy's. Again, shemiyasu kunun el hektish, he might be making a trick on hektish, where he just wants that, wants to siphon off what he was makdish already. And vathalo yishtar biyad bal chayv, and even if the creditor had a document of a deed, of a debt, in the guy bal pizeh, cannot collect based on what this guy is saying. Rather, he has to collect the way all creditors do, like we explained in Halacha Tezayin. Now, look at Tez. When do we say this? That he's not trusted to say that, oh, this is not mine, this is this guy's, it's his money, it's his vessel. This is only by a healthy person. But a sick person who is sanctifying his whole estate, and he says at the time when he's sanctifying it, which, meaning, even if it's not right away, what's called Teche de Dibra, but he's still involved in this idea of writing out his whole estate to Hekdesh, and he says, Monel plain to be other, he says, oh, but that 100 dinarim, that's that guy's, it's his, I'm just holding on to it. So Neman, he's believed. And Sheinod, because the reason is Sheinod Moisa Armala Hekdesh, a person's not going to be crafty to deceive Hekdesh, B'shas Mesas when he's dying, which he's going to be sinning for the gain of others. He's going to die. He's not really gaining anything at all, so he wouldn't go ahead and lie. So the figure, therefore, since he's trusted, Imam, if he says, Tnu Aisalai, give this to him, not to believe the person can take it even without taking an oath. And even if he doesn't even have a document at all, because again, when the person's dying, we trust him. Now, Vimloya Tnu, but if he doesn't say give it to him, then then we only give it to him if he had a validated document of this debt, or that it's his. And then then he could go ahead and take it from Hekdesh, even without an oath. And that's of all, again, because of the command of the dying person, which we trust him. Now, but let's say, b'ma'achar shehekdesh amar, but let's say after he already finished doing all these things to be makdashed, and then he says, tenu, give it to him? No, ain't shemele, we don't listen to him, because it's already not his. He already made it Hekdesh. And elahari kashab al-ghaibis, rather we consider that person as all other creditors, and he has to go through that whole procedure. That is a miskayim shtar, right? If we validate his document, so he swears that he didn't yet collect, and because again he has to collect from that whoever redeems it. But again, b'loy min hektish, you can't collect it directly from that of hektish. Ram finishes off these halachas in halacha chaf regarding that, although there is these types of hektish or different ways of making that his, But Mishiyaslav Koil, if a rumor goes out, Shehevka Esnachasav, that he made his properties ownerless, or he hikdishim, or he sanctified him, or he made it to Chayrim, in Chayshalai, we're not concerned to make it forbidden on him, or to consider it as Hefker, at Shatiyashim Rui Brura, until there's a clear proof that that was done. But until that, just by hearing rumor, does not make it in the status of Hefker or Hekdish.